Electric vehicles in Tejita. Hello once more. I'm Marie Swaru. This video can be seen as a second part to my last video about electric vehicles on Earth. I will leave a link to that video now. My YouTube channel is more inclined towards providing information as audio, as I pass it directly from the text I write, and not so much about the images that I may include, because they are very time-consuming and at least for most of my subjects, images are only a secondary thing anyway. Or they don't even exist and I would have to spend days making a single CGI as I do that by hand and not using any artificial intelligence as I don't want to contribute to its expansion. Although in my video about electric vehicles on Earth I did mention that the main problem with them is not so much the vehicles themselves, although they do have many big technical problems, the problem is what they are being used for. In a global scale, only using climate change and ecology as an excuse. They are to control the population. Many experts on Earth are already stating that you will never own an electric vehicle in the way you own a gasoline car, because you cannot do whatever you want with it. For example, several people have stated that when they take their T-brand electric vehicle to be repaired in any other place that is not the original dealer, the car's computer tells them that from now on their battery charge will be limited to only 80% and some have stated that they have been limited as low as 60%. This besides the fact that any electric car brand and any government can deactivate the vehicle from afar if they want to, as I explained in my previous video. I'm aware that as the law goes in Western countries at least, in the end citizens don't own anything, as everything belongs to the corporation, as each country legally is a corporation and the people who are born in each one are the corporation's assets, including everything they own, because the people themselves are owned by such corporation. This is a subject for another video. But coming back to owning vehicles, with a gasoline car, at least people can decide what to do with them, especially with those older ones that have few computers in them, or even better, none at all. In Tejita, main planets Era and Tema, under a complete holistic society things are very different. Electric vehicles are the norm, and although wheeled vehicles are by far not as numerous as on Earth, they still have their place in that society. The biggest difference is that no one has to pay for them and no one is interested in controlling each one of them as the base of the social structure is advanced ethics and spirituality, where no one is interested in accumulating wealth as the main drive of their life. They are built by people who are enthusiasts of the vehicles themselves, and for the fun of it knowing that their design will improve the lives of whoever wants to use it for free, as no money is needed in a holistic society. Many are still mass-produced, or replicated but with generic designs as people in Tejita tend to modify them and even design them on their own from scratch, so most are just the most basic design to cover a function, and they are found almost always in plain white, lacking the richness of colors and designs found on Earth. Wheeled vehicles in Tejita are mostly limited to short-distance roles within a city, and rarely are used to travel from one town to another, mostly because there are few roads, roughly about 2% of the amount of them found on Earth, as most of the population there travels by air or by magnetic trains. The main types of vehicles found in Tejita are small cars with four seats, and very rounded in shape, small delivery vans, scooters, and motorcycles, with some larger semi-trailers, emergency and construction vehicles. They are all electric. The biggest difference between Tejitan electric vehicles and the ones found on Earth is that Tejitan ones don't need large battery packs, because they take their electricity directly from wireless transmission technology, similar to the one Tesla was developing on Earth at the beginning of the 20th century on Earth. In this system, a series of special towers transmit electricity, much like a station transmits radio waves on Earth, and the vehicles simply take their necessary energy from that wireless grid, wherever they may be, as the system is global in planets Era and Tema. All electric devices, lights, and motors run using this global technology that is said to be clean and not electromagnetically invasive towards biology due to its specialized wavelengths. This means that all vehicles in Teijita have unlimited range. The user can simply jump into one, and it will always have enough energy to do whatever is needed. In case this system isn't impressive enough, most vehicles in Teijita, from small scooters and motorcycles on, have an inbuilt servo point reactor that can provide all the necessary power to the vehicle in case it is far from a power grid tower, with that receiving a weak energy signal, or there is a problem with it. And when a vehicle has a power surplus from its kinetic energy recyclers or from its tiny reactor, each vehicle also transmits electricity for it to be used by any other one, or any electric appliance in the grid, with it helping to feed the entire planetary system. Unlike on Earth, all the vehicles, and everything that is made in a holistic society such as the one in Teijita, has no programmed obsolescence in them. They are all built with the highest possible quality standards and with super-resistant materials, some of which can repair themselves if they have received damage. The wear in the components of a Teijitan-wheeled vehicle is virtually zero, because all the rotary components inside the electric motors and in the wheel rotation hubs run on magnetic bearings. They just turn and turn on an axle that provides zero friction. The only components that do suffer from some wear are the tires, although they are made out of advanced super-resistant materials with self-healing properties. They do wear out eventually, but they may last an extremely long time, and with an insanely large amount of mileage on them. People in Teijita only use wheeled vehicles for short-range transportation, as just about everyone there has a small ship of their own, as people on Earth have cars, or they use the net of magnetic high-speed trains that connect all the towns. These trains mostly travel above ground and on magnetic rails that are installed 30 feet above the surface, although sometimes they too travel in tunnels underground. People in Teijita see human gasoline-powered vehicles as very interesting and extremely creative. They even love the sound of gasoline motors, as they see their design as very creative and even as art, because they are an example of how humans achieve a lot with few resources. Some human gasoline vehicles have found their way to Teijita and are mostly in the hands of private collectors and in museums. On Earth, although they seem to be a good concept at first, electric vehicles are a crude and dangerous caricature of what they could be in a holistic society, and they are basically being used to destroy the autonomy of humans, making them ever more dependent on their governments and on the system in general. Even though there would be nothing wrong with them specifically, other than their low and dangerous battery technology, high costs, and all what is related to that, in the opinion of my group, buying an electric vehicle on Earth is contributing to the destruction of humankind and helping to end human independence and sovereignty. The cabal is using them as a very effective tool to collapse present-time society, and in a very unfavorable way for the people. The larger, more complex, and expensive an electric vehicle on Earth is, the more it is contributing to end human independence and freedom. I do not recommend their use on Earth because of this dark reason lurking behind them all. Meditate on this. Take care, all of you, my friends. Until next time. With much love. Marie Soirou.